Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry talk show, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed," 1 Timothy 5:3. This is Mary Hollis, your host, and I hope all is well with you tonight. If you can get hold of a pen and paper, you'll need it tonight. I'll give you a few minutes to go get your pen and paper handy. God is good all the time. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moment, trust God. Every moment, thank God. Well, tonight, I'm going to be reading some scriptures. Scriptures that you can use for your source of every need. Not some needs, but every need. Important scriptures that will get you through any difficulties, especially your grief process. The Word of God will get you through anything. Find a favorite scripture, one or two or three. Read them over and over again. Because when there is diversity that comes upon you, you have your sword. These scriptures are your sword to get through any difficulties in life. Negative thoughts, because negative thoughts can come your way and cause you to go through so many different experiences, feeling sad, depressed, overwhelmed with so many emotions. And I'm going to be honest with you, I had some negative thoughts earlier this evening, and I wanted to say, where did this thought came from? It wasn't something that I wanted to think about. It all of a sudden it popped in my head. And what I had to do, I had to start asking God. I was saying, oh, my soul, where did this come from? So I said, Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me for those thoughts to even enter my mind. And I prayed right there to get those thoughts out of my mind and asking God for forgiveness just for the thought entering my mind. So when you get those type of situations, if you know a certain scripture, it will help you to get back where you need to get rid of those thoughts, and it will help you to feel better about what you just thought about. Even sometimes what you say. Sometimes we say things so quickly and it comes out, and sometimes we don't always mean for it to come out that way. But we have to always ask God for forgiveness when we say or do something or even think. And I have had trouble in the past of thoughts. It's not that I want to feel that way, but the enemy is always trying to find ways to you know, help you to be depressed or feel a certain way or be negative, because that's not the will of God at all. So I'm going to be going over some scriptures tonight, many of them. You find the one that you want to write down and use for your sword. But before I start telling you, giving you the different scriptures, I also want to tell a story. And the reason why I want to tell the story is because I want you to know how it helped me to get control of the situation in my mind, my body, and soul. And it helped the situation at the time. It helped me to fight back those feelings and those and being in control. And your sword, your word of God can really help you to get through any situation. I mean, any situation. But I want to tell a story when I first came to Atlanta. Well, it's amazing how what God does to one's personal life. And sometimes you can't understand, but later on, you understand and you're grateful, but sometimes you have to go through things in order to get the good in it. Yes, I came to Atlanta by way of, I was engaged to be married. Supposed to have gotten married in New York, but things didn't work out. Was in love with this guy who, took me for a ride. So I came to Atlanta with him. And things did not work out like I wanted it to. But you know one thing? I am so glad that it worked out just the way it's supposed to have worked out. If I did not meet him and I did not follow him here in Atlanta, all of the good things that happened to me later in life, I would never experience. So sometimes you have to go through things to get the blessing of God. It took me, I think God wanted me to become stronger in him and depend on him more in order to go through this experience of grief, the loss of my husband. But he had to take me through a test in order to to be strong to get through this testimony that I have gotten through with my husband. But after we got here, we didn't get married. We went up each other way. But the thing is, it wasn't cut and dry just like that. But I'm not going to tell the whole story because it'll take too long. But anyway, I went through a lot of emotions and didn't want to tell my family because I was ashamed. I was ashamed of the things that began to happen in this relationship. And it also caused me to have the emotions that I did have because my mother was a very strong-willed person. And she taught me better. And an expression, you lay in the mess that you lay in the bed. You lay in the bed. I'm trying to get it right. You lay in the bed of the mess that you made. It's not like that, but it's more or less saying that I made a mistake. Now I got to lay in it and get myself out of it. So I was ashamed, very ashamed of what happened when I first came down. And really, it affected me so much that I thought I was having a nervous breakdown. I started having problems with my stomach also, and because I was so upset about what had happened. And I felt like I was going to have a nervous breakdown. But God connected me with this lady who gave me scriptures and books to read, and it strengthened me, and it helped me to get through what I was going through. And it wasn't, God has his way of sending you angels, and she was my angel. She gave me scriptures and, like I said, books, and I started reading them and using those words to help me to get through each and every day. Whenever I felt like crying or I felt like just was depressed or whatever, I would start repeating those scriptures. So you can use these scriptures for your use as well. But my scriptures at that time were the 23rd, the 27th, the 37th, and the 91th, first verse. Because you know one thing? These verses were helping me because Satan was attacking my mind, body, and soul. The 23rd song, I'm not going to say all of them entirely because some of them are very long in length. The 23rd song, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The 27th, the Lord is the light of my salvation, whom shall I fear? The 37th, there's several verses in 37 that I love, but that's a pretty long chapter as well. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the work of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither like the green herbs. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. 91 was another one that I love and I still love and I use as far as a read when I feel like I'm going through any type of emotion or depression. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, for he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. And it goes on, but these scripture definitely was my way of controlling my feelings and not letting the enemy destroy me. But I'm going to read some other scriptures. I am not going to make comments to all, but when I read them, If any of them that you like, write down and use them, read them over and over again. Begin to be able to repeat them, because the Word of God is the best source of any type of situation that you might be going through. So make some of these your sword and fighting the enemies, because the enemies are out there to destroy, to kill and destroy, because, yes, he is busy because he wants to take everybody that he can before the time when the Lord is coming back. So make sure that you stay focused on scriptures that will get you through the different things, and that life is going to be bringing towards you, because you are going to experience trials and tribulations. And some of us are doing that right now, experiencing it at this particular time in life. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. That's Psalms 37:4. Here's, just like I mentioned, about this book also shows that 27 is one that they recommend as well. And here's another one, Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And that is one of the ones I repeat all the time, because, yes, God will never leave you or forsake you. This is one that when I'm speaking to someone, letting them know that God will never leave you or forsake you, and he hasn't. And he will give you ways to see that he's right there. God is working in you, giving you the desire to obey him and the power to do what pleases him. And this is one of many favorites. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Yes. When I need some strength, a motivation, I repeat that one as well. Whenever I'm trying to accomplish something, yes, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. James 1:5. If you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him, and he will always gladly tell you. There's another one, Jeremiah 33:3. Call me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things that you do not know. I pray that one because I want God to reveal to me things that I do not know, so I can learn and do more for him and his people. Create in me a clean heart, a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Psalms 51:10. Here is one from 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old has gone and the new has come. Yes, we must become a new creature in Christ. He wants us to have, just like I mentioned in back, have a pure heart, a clean and pure heart. Psalms 51:22. Cast your cares unto the Lord, and he will sustain you. Yes, anything that you may be going through, give it to the Lord. You might not see an answer right away. Sometimes you get an answer immediately. But just knowing that you can trust him with all of your cares. Psalms 145:13. It is so important that you praise God before you go into prayer and asking him for anything. Praise him first. Just like I mentioned at the beginning when I said happy moments,
praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God. The Lord is faithful to all he promises and loving towards all he has made. That's Psalms 145:13. Psalm 71:1. In you, O Lord, do I put my trust and confidentially take refuge. Let me never be put to shame or confusion. Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Just knowing that, he will send his angels there to lead you and guide you and protect you. Proverbs 16:3 says, depend on the Lord in whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Yes, you can be confident your plans will succeed. But some time is always in God's hand. Romans 5:1. Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalms 18:2. I love this one. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I will take refuge. Yes, there's an expression. When you feel like you're hitting rock bottom, just know that God is the rock at the bottom. He will never let you hit the complete floor. He will be the rock at the bottom. He will be there to pick you up. Matthew 16:24 through 25. If anyone come after me, he must deny himself and take his cross and follow me. For whosoever loses his life in me will find it. God is always giving us opportunities to find him again. And just like tonight, those thoughts that came, the negative thoughts that came in my mind, I couldn't even believe that it was there. It was there, and all of a sudden I said, where did this come from? So I had to stop rebuking the devil, the enemy, and asking God for forgiveness for those thoughts. Psalms 33:4. The word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all that he does. Once again, Psalms 28:7. The book of Psalms has many beautiful verses. The Lord is my strength, my shield from every danger. Write the scripture down. Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength, my shield from every danger. I trust in him with all my heart. That is one that you definitely want to remember. Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Psalms 13:5-6. I trust in your unveiling love. I rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he has been so good to me. Yes, he has. He's been good to so many of us. Jeremiah 29:12-13. You will call upon me and come and pray to me. I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. And when you seek me with all your heart, yes, he wants you to seek him with all of your heart, pure and clean heart. Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you desire of your heart. So these are some of the scriptures that will help you to get through different things in your life. And here is one more I want to mention. This is Romans 5:1. Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Just know that God will be with you each and every day, but you have to pray and ask him for forgiveness when you have those negative thoughts and stuff. And also, Psalms have so many different verses that you can, book of Psalms, that you can go and get that comfort and strength that you need. So these are some of the things that, and these are some of the scriptures that I've used over the years that have helped me in many different ways. Like Psalms, like I mentioned before, Psalms 23, 27, 37, and 91. Those I repeated over and over many times, read continuously when the enemy was trying to take my mind. And I'm thankful that I got to know God a little bit better each and every day. But that was the beginning of studying and reading God's word and knowing that how strong that his word can help you when you are in those state in that dark place. Because it's not the light, it's a dark place. But he will help you to see the light again. We have a few announcements. We will, because we met together this weekend, many of us went to see the play at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. It was a wonderful play. It was a different kind of play, and it was very funny, very funny. Lots of laughs. So it's so important that we don't be so serious about everything. It's important that we laugh. Laugh is good medicine. It's good for your health. Live, laugh, and love. Live, laugh, and love. That wasn't the name, but it was wonderful. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of laughs. You spend most of your time laughing, and it was a good one. We're not going to have a meeting this coming weekend because this was a March event. We will have a special meeting. If it's not the end of this month, beginning of April, but we are going to have a special meeting before April 3rd. Saturday's meeting because, but this weekend we will not have a meeting, and I'll be in touch with you. I'll be calling you on the calling post and by text, letting you exactly when we were going to be getting together. But this coming Saturday we will not be meeting. Our usual meeting, a lot of people are going to be doing a lot of different things, events. Now, I also want to invite you to, and just call me for more details. I'm also in another ministry called A New Thing Ministry International. We are having 22nd anniversary this coming Sunday, Palm Sunday at 3 o'clock. And it's at a church on La Vista Road. You are welcome to come and hear the seven last saying of Jesus Christ. It is always an awesome event, hearing different minister that doesn't have the opportunity to preach at their church, and for them to each get up there and say a sentence, a saying that Jesus spoke before he died on the cross. It's amazing to hear these young pastors that take each word and just do an amazing job with it. So if you want to know more detail about this event, you won't regret in coming. That is all I have tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Be blessed. And I hope to hear, I hope to see your number shows up on the board this for next Tuesday. Invite others to listen. And I thank you. We will have a special guest soon, by the way. It won't be next week, but it might be the following week. But we're going to start having a few guests coming on regularly, helping me out. And I just thank you for listening. And be blessed and have a great week. Try getting a couple of those scriptures together. Learn them. Or even know where to go in the Bible to find them. And let it be your sword when the enemy is trying to take it, your thoughts and your mind. Oh, attacking your mind, body, and soul. Love you, and tune in again next week. Good night.